I think I've two messages today that I really want to get across. I think the first thing I want to encourage them to think about is that if they want to enjoy success online, they should replicate the culture and the design philosophy of the world's most successful digital businesses. They should do digital the same way Google does it, the same way Amazon does it, the same way eBay does it. And they do that by putting the user at the center of everything that they do. The second thing that I want to encourage them to think about is I want to encourage them to think about how they use the web. And I want them to realize that how their customers might use the web is very similar. So the questions that they ask, the things that they expect, what they want from websites, their desire to trust the person that they're buying from, that's exactly the same as the people they're trying to attract through their website, through their digital activity. So the two messages are simple. Replicate what the world's most successful digital brands do. And number two, remember that the people who are using your website and reading your Facebook pages, they're humans like you and me, and they want real questions answered.
A wee bit about your web journey, your timeline.
I'm a reformed programmer. I started off life writing code, but I quickly became interested in the web when it came along in the late 90s. And in particular, I was fascinated by the difference between what made some websites and some organizations successful online and what made others flounder. I was always curious to know what were the things that the people who were successful, what did they focus on? What did they talk about? What did they prioritize? How did they make their decisions? So I moved from programming into web design in the late 90s. I ran a web design and development agency I was there for 13 years, right up until 2009. And then in 2011, I set up a dedicated user experience business called Fathom. So that's my 20-year journey.
It's all very well replicating Google, etc., what they did 10, 15 years ago. But they're giants now, like countries. How can struggling starters replicate them, particularly from the fact that if they start to replicate what the giants are doing, they'll be snuffed out?
It's a great question. And again, what I'm hoping to suggest this morning is that there is a small business equivalent of what Google and these other guys do. And I think at the heart of it, at the heart of what has made Google so massive and what has made Amazon so successful, is that they are very careful to make sure that everything that they do is based around what they know their customers need. And that is a lesson that any business of any size needs to focus on, constantly asking, what is it our customers need and want? How can we help them get what they need to make that buying decision? And how can we give them the information that they need in the order that they need it to persuade them to buy from us or to pick up the phone or to order a brochure or to download a PDF? There are always things that are stopping customers from doing that. And the more you know about that, then the more sensitively and empathetically you can communicate with them.
Finally, in general terms, do you help small starter clients as well as bigger firms?
I'm an Antrim man, as you can maybe tell from my accent. The business is based in Belfast. Most of our clients are in Dublin. And our business has a really nice mix of clients. We've got our big four, from whom over half our business comes every year. Three Mobile, Tesco Mobile, Permanent TSB, PSNI. But beyond those big four, then we have a lovely mix of businesses of all shapes and sizes. Startups, SMEs, software businesses, businesses of all shapes and sizes. So anybody can benefit from this thinking. This is definitely the way to do better business online. I'm convinced of that. And so we help businesses of all shapes and sizes in a wide variety of sectors.